Hi, I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Winemakers are increasingly focusing on sustainability as they strive to meet changing consumer needs. A study suggests more than half of regular wine drinkers around the world only trust the sustainability of brands which are officially certified. I caught up with Australian Wine Research Institute's Marty Longbottom to hear how this has sparked change among the industry.
So to become a certified member of Sustainable Wine Growing Australia, firstly, any grape grower or winemaker across Australia can become a member of the program. They annually report their business metrics and performance across a range of sustainability metrics, and they're independently audited to verify that they meet sustainability standards across their businesses.
And what sort of measures are producers having to put in place to, you know, try and meet these high standards?
Some of the things that they do is they demonstrate their performance with regards to their water use efficiency, how they're impacting biodiversity in their vineyards and wineries, and also their waste management.
Right, and I believe there's been a rise in the number of producers who are trying to become or have become certified. Is that the case? And I guess what's driving that?
Yeah, definitely. So we currently have 50% of our members who are certified, and that's a massive increase from 16% in 2020. And if you think about Australia's wine grape vineyards, if you spread them out across Australia, 30% of that vineyard area is now covered by certification. There's a couple of drivers driving the uptake of certification. Firstly, I think overwhelmingly, when we speak to many of these members, they tell us it's simply the right thing to do. It's good for their business and it's good for their planet. But I think close second is that people are understanding there's a business imperative to gain this sustainability certification. Their certification enables them to confidently communicate their sustainability credentials, which are now increasingly required to enter and retain access in key global markets.
Yeah, that's it. More businesses, you know, as you touched on there, requiring them to be more sustainable. But I think also customers, you know, having that reliance and particularly looking for that certification as well when they're purchasing bottles of wine.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the trust mark, so we have a sustainability trust mark for the wine industry. It's a symbol helping people or helping wine consumers to buy better. If you see a sustainability trust mark on a wine label, you can be assured that the vineyard and winery that were involved in producing that wine have met sustainability practices and that they're verified.
Absolutely. And I guess in terms of wine growers, as more and more look to get this certification and get on board with the change, is that kind of having a flow-on effect to other growers potentially and, you know, all coming together to do what we can to improve our sustainability?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing a snowballing effect across the wine industry. We have some members who have been participating in this program since 2009, and then we're seeing others becoming certified for the very first time this year. But there's definitely that flow-on effect across Australia.
Yeah, and I understand you guys have released your latest impact report, and it kind of demonstrates not just growers but consumers as well working together. You know, we can move forward with this and create a more sustainable future, particularly for this industry.
Yes, we certainly can. It's all about doing better together.
That's the Australian Wine Research Institute's Marty Longbottom there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.